This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 27. For Monday, August 24th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Monday morning. The November canola contract is up $2.80 at $4.89.10 per ton. The January contract is up $3 at $4.97.30 per ton. Continued strength to the Canadian dollar kept a lid on further gains for canola. The loonie was around 76 U.S. cents during early morning trade due to comparable weakness in the greenback. Chicago soy oil saw gains due to hot weather and a lack of rain in key growing regions of the U.S. Midwest. European rapeseed was also higher this morning, while Malaysian palm oil posted losses. The Chicago soy complex was stronger on Monday morning due to strong export demand and dry growing conditions. Continued weakness in the U.S. dollar has made soybean exports globally attractive. Soybean exports currently total around 755 million bushels for the marketing year, which is the highest on record since 1990. The Midwest has seen 77% of its normal precipitation levels for the past 2 weeks, with no indication of this weather pattern changing this week. The November soybean contract is up a cent at $9.10 per bushel. September soy oil is up by about 0.3 of a cent at 31.7 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up 50 cents at $2.90.70 per hundredweight. Corn futures were stronger this morning. There is speculation regarding the corn yield as the pro-farmer crop tour results were lower than the USDA's estimates. Market participants will look to the September WASDE for clarity. The December contract is up 3.5 cents at $3.44 per bushel. Wheat futures are slightly weaker today. Argentina's wheat crops have struggled with frost and other poor growing conditions. A Russian agriculture firm has raised the country's wheat crop by another 500,000 tons to total 82.5 million tons. Chicago December is down a cent at 534. Kansas City December is down 3 cents at 453. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 3 cents in the December contract at 528. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 24th. For more news from the Markets Farm News team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubenville, go to marketsfarm.com. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.